Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers, Kaylin's Corner. I'm joined by my husband, Dean.
Hey, yo.
We are here in Aruba, sunny, beautiful Aruba, and we're ready to chat pop culture.
Aruba, Aruba. And today we're only talking about Aruban pop culture.
There's not really much going on.
Do you think it's Aruban or Arubian?
Our driver yesterday said Aruban.
I would agree, Aruban.
And today it said Aruban Florence.
God, I'm really hankering for Aruban right now, though.
Aruban, Aruban. Good job. Good joke. Okay, so let's jump into pop culture. I do want to say that some people were getting angry with me for not talking about Bachelor pop culture.
Yeah, I actually haven't even thought about that, but you're right. And they are right to be angry with you about
really?
That. Yeah.
There's, what are we going to say? Speculate on the drama of our friends?
We're not friends with these people.
Some of them.
We don't know them.
I'm talking about like big headlines. I guess that was like a few weeks ago.
I'll speculate.
No, we'll pass that.
What's the headline? Give it to me.
No, this was a few
and
weeks
let
ago.
Let my speculation
Maybe
run
a few
wild.
Months ago. We won't address that, but Dean and I have been watching Joey's season. We are behind. Spoiler alert, Dean, but Maria is gone.
Ah.
You don't care?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, I did like her, though. She was probably the only character I enjoyed watching on the show.
Dean thought she was very, very pretty.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No,
yes,
I didn't. You did. So why are you putting words in my mouth?
Yes, you did. She was wearing an Hervé Leger dress. I remember what she was wearing, and you were like, oh, she's very attractive.
Yes, she is pretty, but I don't think I would have ever said that watching the show with you.
She was on her date with him, and she's wearing an Hervé Leger dress.
I know exactly the moment you're referring to. You're like, I bet you I know which one you think is the hottest. And I was like, I bet you don't.
No, because I said
someone
else.
And then you're like, it's that one, right? And I was like, nope, it's the one over there, and it ended up being Maria.
Anyways.
You were trying to pigeonhole me and get me in trouble.
No, because it was separate. It was separate. But Maria's gone. And people are absolutely obsessed with her on TikTok, on Instagram. Like TikTok, anything Bachelor is all about Maria. Hmm. And I don't think I've ever seen someone so loved on a Bachelor show the way that Maria is.
Since
you?
Since anyone in particular?
Since you, when
no,
I was...
No, I'm just kidding.
Had hard eyes for you on your season.
Yeah.
Since, like a female, people were obsessed with Tyler Cameron. people are obsessed with you.
That's true. Everyone, yeah, I guess I can't even speak because Peter and Tyler.
Peter?
And,
who liked Peter?
Well, I think he was more.
I guess after his season.
But for the record, I walked so Tyler Cameron could run. Okay, let's be clear about that.
Tyler, if it say
wasn't,
thank you.
If it wasn't for my little two-pack, Tyler's eight-pack never would have launched out of the stratosphere.
Oh my gosh. Two-pack, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was four.
I got a two-pack Shakur down there.
What? Okay, Maria's gone.
Yeah,
back to
sad,
Maria.
Sad.
I liked her, but have you ever seen a female so... Maybe Hannah Brown? People loved her on her season.
Yeah, girls are tricky. There's a lot of... the girls are a little more polarizing, I think.
Well, people just love to hate on women, too. I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we do live in a patriarchal society.
Dean said two glasses of champagne and he's frisky.
Yeah.
Yes. Just, I mean, it's hard to be liked by everyone.
I think at the end of the day, you can't please everyone. And so why don't you just be yourself and please yourself? And I'm not saying, I know we're kind of getting off topic with saying that, but like Maria is adored and that's awesome. I think it's just because she is herself and she's unwavering in it. I think we were talking about this on our main Suckers podcast just recently today, actually. And I didn't get the chance to intervene and make a point of it. When you were on the show, you were 23 years old. You had no idea who you were. And at 28, you have a much better opinion of who you are. And so I think if you were to go back on the show at your age now, and I don't know how old Maria is. She could just be like maybe a more advanced, younger, mid-20s girl.
She seems very confident, Maria Batchelor.
I guess my point is like you had no idea who you were when you were 23 on the show. I also had no idea who I was when I was 25 on the show. And I think that's a big part of it, too, is like the show kind of likes taking these younger mid-20s people, guys or girls, because you are a little less stable and you're going to act a little bit more erratically.
I was very erratic and very unstable.
You were. And it's so funny. I was just thinking about this the other day.
I can say it, but you can't.
I was just thinking about this the other day, actually, for some reason. I'm not sure why. When you get put in points of stress, like on a regular basis, just me and you, you kind of change a little bit.
What is wrong with you today? You can't speak.
I'm trying to think about how I want to say this. When you're in a stressful situation, you kind of like break down a little bit and you let your emotions get the better of you.
Totally.
And that, so literally for 2 months of the filming The Bachelor and for 1 month of filming Bachelor in Paradise, you were in that constant state of being stressed. And so you were just acting emotionally the entire time. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone ever really got to see like your clear-headedness. There were moments for sure, like, you know, I'm not saying that it was entirely that way, but it's just so interesting to think like people form an opinion of you based off of this TV show, but it's a high stress environment. You're young and impressionable. And it's just, I guess maybe it's just refreshing to see someone that kind of comes in and it's like, this is who I am, take it or leave it kind of thing.
100%. And that's why they shouldn't cast people who were my age. Like they need to stop. It's just like not, I know we're getting older, so maybe that's why, but it's just not enjoyable to watch these 23-year-olds who don't know who they are.
Disagree.
You like
continue.
The 23?
I'm sorry, continue.
I had no idea who I was when I was 23. I was exactly what Dean said, so impressionable. Maria, I looked it up, was 29. So it makes sense. Like she is confident. She's sure of herself. And not saying every 29-year-old is confident and sure of themselves, but like you have a better head on your shoulders than you do at 23 when you're pretty fresh out of college. You're just like exploring life for the first time. It's like, I think that's maybe it's a good mix to have young and...
I mean, I personally don't want to watch a show about
love. Not that 29 is not young.
About people making rational decisions. I want to see irrational decisions. I want to see chaos. I want to see emotion.
But that's what I'm saying. Not every 29-year-old has a good head on their shoulders. I think 29-year-olds going head-to-head is still interesting. Even if it's more interesting than 23 versus 29.
Sure. I will say Maria's social media, she pops up sometimes on my Explore for some reason. I guess because I Google Bachelor or Instagram search Bachelor contestants. So it just pops up. A lot of office quotes in her slides, and I respect that about her.
Maria's probably too big, but if she ever wants to come on the podcast, let's interview her. I think everything we just said is valid. I think they should be casting older. I'm kind of over the young girls. Maria, let's switch it up.
Maria's like older than you.
By 1 year.
Older's older.
Yeah, she's so wise. It would be crazy to see me as a 28-year-old go on the show versus little baby Caitlin.
I think you would act differently, but I don't think it would be that different.
I do. I was nuts. But okay, so everyone's freaking out over Maria. leaving. Like, everyone on TikTok is absolutely obsessed with her. These are some of the quotes. How am I supposed to watch the rest of the show with Maria gone? She was the whole reason for me. Maria's gone. I'm done. I'm actually so uninterested in finishing the season now. Like, people are totally tuning out.
People say that every year about their favorite contestant.
And then they keep watching and then they fall in love with a new contestant.
Right.
But I have never seen anyone so obsessed with a female contestant the way that they are with Maria. So I think The Bachelor would be crazy not to cast her as a bachelorette.
Hmm.
And I know they never really cast who you want. But in this situation, it's like, when have people really rallied behind a woman?
It'd be hard to, I think, maybe cast her as a bachelorette because I think the producers would want someone that's a little bit more malleable. And she seems a little stuck in her ways.
I disagree. I think she would still be, I think she'd be good because she can stand up for herself.
Yeah, but you also have to be willing to work with production.
I think she is.
Oh.
Knowing nothing about her.
Well, in that case, sign her up right now.
I think she'd be a great bachelorette. But I feel like I'm like, who, maybe JoJo Fletcher is like the last person people have been obsessed with.
Yeah, JoJo was a big one. Hannah Brown.
Yeah, JoJo and Hannah.
Hannah G, Tayshia.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I don't know.
Hmm.
So, sorry we haven't been talking about Bachelor. We'll keep talking about Bachelor. And we have more Bachelor news. Hannah Brown is writing a romance novel.
Hmm. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Are you going to read it?
I still am learning how to read, so probably not.
I can't even get you to read Fourth Wing, so you're not reading that. But I'm interested to see how this is, and I am excited for Hannah. This book is named Mistakes We Never Made. And it's a good time to write a romance novel because she's in the midst of getting married, planning her wedding. So I'm excited for her.
If you were to write a book, what genre would you write?
Yeah, considering the only books I've read this year are fantasy, probably fantasy.
What would it be about? Give me like a baseline.
Dragons.
What year or era would it be set in?
I'm really into like post-apocalyptic, so maybe something post-apocalyptic. But if it's dragons, it has to predate us.
You could, I mean, who knows? Dragons might come around in the next 20,000 years.
Listen, should we write it right now?
Oh, pop culture. We saw Dune 2 last night.
We did see Dune 2 last night. And unfortunately, we saw it in Spanish.
All the non-English parts were translated into Spanish subtitles.
My brain was working so hard. I'm like, come on, use your 5 years of knowledge.
I kind of picked up a little bit of it.
I did too, a little bit.
A little bit.
There were some very obvious words that I was like, okay. She's sincere, or he's sincere.
Yeah, like
El es sincero or something.
There's like the Green Paradise, so El Verde Paraíso.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, I know what that is.
Green Paradise.
That's the first full sentence I've understood.
There were a few that I was like, okay, I feel like I can. There were a couple words here and there, but yeah, we saw Dune 2. It was amazing, but we don't know a lot of what they said, unfortunately.
Still good. We only understood 80% of the movie. It was still awesome.
I feel like we're in a new wave of A-list actors. We like, these are the people that everyone wants to see in movies. Zendaya, Timothy, Florence, Austin. Who else am I missing? Anna Taylor-Joy.
I got to give Zendaya props because she's the biggest actress in the world and she doesn't have a perfect set of teeth.
I was surprised by that too. We saw it in IMAX. I was like, wait, how did I not know her teeth weren't perfect?
Yeah. That just goes to show you that people love a little quirkiness sometimes.
And Timothy, but I think people knew Timothy's teeth weren't perfect.
Timothy is maybe the hottest man on planet Earth right now.
What?
Yeah.
Because people are into like nerdy cute right now?
I was just salivating over him all night.
Huh. It was such a good cast. Like, amazing. Austin Butler killed it. He did such a good job.
Yeah.
To go from being on this little CW show to then being Elvis to now being...
Don't spoil anything for anyone though.
Now being in this movie. I'm not going to say.
Gotcha. He's in the movie.
He's in the movie.
And that's as much as we'll say.
Yes. It was really good. And I don't know how many Dunes there are, but I'm excited for the rest.
Three.
There are? Did you?
That's a guess.
Okay. So you don't
a very good guess, though, I think.
Okay. But it was amazing. I would definitely suggest watching it. Maybe not while you're in Aruba, so you can have English subtitles.
Yeah.
But otherwise, great.
But hey, great excuse to go back to the U.S. and see it there again.
True.
Also, I didn't even like the first Dune. Like, I thought the first Dune was kind of like meh. But second Dune, one of the better movies I've seen in my lifetime.
Really good. Also, being in the movie theater in Aruba is different than being in America. And it just proves how cheap Americans are or how money hungry Americans are. Their seats stopped at like a very appropriate spot. So like you're not sitting right up against the screen. Did you see that? There was so much open space. Whereas in America, they'll put you as close to the screen as possible to make the most amount of money.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Okay, next in pop culture news, Sophie Turner takes, I have no idea how to say this guy's name, Peregrine Pearson as her date to the Louis Vuitton fashion show. So, because I knew you were going to ask all these questions. Peregrine, however the heck you say his name.
The Falcon?
His nickname is Perry. I'm going to call him Perry. Perry Pearson is worth an estimated of $270 million, if I remember that correctly. Yep, over $270 million.
Cool.
He owns his family estate, yeah, or is about to take it over or something. He's previously dated a Greek royal. The Cowdery estate is 20,000 acres, and they employ 200 people full-time, an extra 150 people in summer. They house 400 families.
What is your estimated value on Google?
It's a lie, whatever it
exactly.
is.
So take everything you see with a big grain of salt.
Okay. He has a career in property development, which makes sense if he's taking over the estate. But him and Sophie started dating. This like took over headlines because Sophie and Joe Jonas had kind of a messy divorce.
Oh, she's the girl from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I knew that.
Yes, Sophie. And they started dating. Perry Pearson and Sophie started dating like 2 months after this messy divorce. And it was all over the news because they were in New York and they were trying to sign divorce papers and people, paparazzi, were like waiting outside and they were in there for like 8 hours or something crazy. It was just super messy. And then Joe's camp kept coming out and they were like, Sophie's a bad mom or she parties and whatever. And then she started dating this guy 2 months later, which I don't really agree with people coming after other people for dating too soon because you have no idea how long they were separated for. You know, you have no idea how toxic it was. You have no idea if like they fell out of love 2 years ago and they try to make it work. I don't know. I just feel like it's not fair to judge when you don't know all the facts.
Every grieving process is different.
For sure.
Is Joe dating anyone new?
Yes, a former pageant girl. I think they might still be dating, but last I saw he was dating Stormy Bree Henley, who I was obsessed with growing up. I was just like, thought she was the coolest person ever. She was Miss Teen USA 2011 or 2010, maybe 2009. Around that, when I started pageants, she was Miss Teen USA, and I thought she was so cool. Miss USA came out with these like YouTube videos, and I would always watch her vlogs. And then she became a model, dated Lucky Blue, who's a famous model. They have a baby together, and now she's dating Joe Jonas.
Amazing.
So that's a life of Stormy Bree Henley.
I just love how you know all this stuff. You just pull it from the air.
I just know a lot about pageants.
Let's talk about Kristen Cavallari for a second.
Oh my God, she's dating a baby, right? Is that what you want to talk about?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Tori sent me that TikTok. Kristen Cavallari boyfriend. I totally forgot about that. What have you seen? What have you heard?
Just that he's like some country wannabe TikTok star.
Do you know how old he is?
23.
Oh, okay. So they have a 13-year age gap. It's, why did it seem like it was more than that? He's 24.
24.
How old is she?
37.
13 if it's a 13-year
difference.
You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
Nobody would give a crap
if
about this.
It was a guy and a girl.
Nobody gave a crap when it was Sophia Richie and Scott Disick. Nobody gave a crap when it was Amelia, don't know her last name, and Scott Disick.
Also, Kristen's still hot. She's still a 24-year-old to the eye.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's still, I think she'll never not be hot.
I think it's the three kids. Maybe that changes things a little bit.
Scott Disick has three kids.
Yeah.
Four kids. I don't know.
I mean, you're right. It's a double standard, but maybe because Kristen carried the three kids and Scott didn't carry the kids.
Huh, that makes it worse.
I agree.
Leo, only dating, what, 24-year-olds and below? It's crazy. I'm going to be honest. When I saw the TikTok, I was shocked. And I don't know why it's not okay for a woman to date someone younger, but it's okay for men to date these 19-year-olds. Amelia was 19 or 18 when he started dating her.
Who's that?
Scott Disick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I do think that they get kind of thrown through the ringer on the internet anyways.
The men?
We just don't see it as often with girls dating younger than guys.
Yeah. And this is why, because they get hate. Hey, if she's happy, then I'm happy for her. Wow, she does look 24 in this photo with him.
I'm saying.
They just look like two hot young kids.
Yeah. I don't really like him very much.
Do you know who he is from TikTok?
No, I just don't think he's very cute.
Oh, you think she could do better?
I don't think that their aesthetics match. Like, she is like this very beautiful SoCal blonde girl, and he's like he looks like a Bostonian Matt Damon sort. I just don't really see them paired up together.
She was rumored to be dating Tyler Cameron. Do you like her better with Tyler?
No, still too strong of a jaw. I see her with like a softer jawed kind of chubby guy like that.
Because she was with him for so long?
I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea where this is coming from. I just think that
I see her with someone young and hot.
Well, she looks like
not
she's
not a 24-year-old. I think you've got kids. You need to be, I don't know. I mean, I was never pro Scott Disick and Amelia or Sophia. I always thought he needed to be with someone older because of his kids. I think when you have kids, you need to date your like an appropriate age.
I think when someone is that universally hot, like Kristen is, you need to date someone that makes up for being less hot with like some other aspect of themselves. Like this guy, don't know anything about him. I'm sure he doesn't have much going on other than being extremely good looking. And that's kind of what she had with Jay Cutler. Like Jay Cutler is kind of like a doesn't give a crap about anything, gunslinger quarterback, just like he's like a Ben Affleck in a way where he's like, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm a little overweight, but who cares? I don't care. And she's like that kind of hot where she can't have someone that rivals her hotness. And Jay didn't. That's my take on it.
I think she could be with someone very hot and they just rule the world.
Hmm.
But I like maybe 30, 24. Well,
yeah.
What is a 24-year-old doing? He's just an F boy.
Look, if I was 24 once, if I was dating Kirsten Cavalier at 24, none of my friends would ever hear the end of it. What a story.
Yeah.
You didn't know me when I was 24. If I dated Kristen Cavalier before I met you at 26, 27, 28, however old
it was. Do you think
that
would have made you more of a catch?
100%.
Like, do you think
it elevates your status?
Girls would have cared about that?
1,000,000%.
Why didn't you ask your wife?
Would you have cared about it?
I don't think so.
You would have.
It's hard for me to say and be
unbiased.
Unbiased, thank you.
You would have cared. I would have been more of a catch. But that's to say, like, you already were so obsessed with me, so you can't be more obsessed with me.
People already think you're kind of a jerk. Not a jerk, a douche.
You're so obsessed with me.
People are going to think you're a douche even more now.
Like, you can't go past.
Stop.
100%.
I'm trying to help you. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Oh, come on. I was just getting into total douche mode.
Dean. I will try to talk more about Bachelor Nation now that I know you guys are passionate about it. Honestly, it makes sense. That was my bad. Make sure you tune in next week. Oh, also don't forget that we have book club this month, Read the Nightingale, and we will report back in a month. Dean's going to read it with us and we're going to chat about all things Nightingale.
How many books am I expected to read?
At least 50.
Oh my gosh.
With me. Tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.